Manchester City FC. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Manchester City Football Club is an English football club based in the city of Manchester. Formed in 1880 as St Mark's West Gorton, they went on to become Ardwick AFC in 1887 before finally becoming Manchester City FC in 1894. The club have won the League Championship twice, the FA Cup four times, the League Cup twice, and the European Cup Winners' Cup once. Manchester City's most successful period came in the late 1960s and early 1970s, when they acquired several trophies under the management team of Joe Mercer and assistant Malcolm Allison, and with great players such as Colin Bell. The club have not won a major honour since 1976. The club's decline led to relegation twice in 3 years in the 1990s, meaning they spent 1 year in the third tier of English football. However, the club has since regained FA Premier League status, putting City back in the top flight, the division in which they have spent the majority of their history. The club enjoys a large fan base, regularly attracting more than 40,000 to their home ground, the City of Manchester Stadium. Section 1. History. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled History of Manchester City FC. Manchester City were founded as St Mark's, West Gorton, in 1880 by Anna Connell and two wardens of St Mark's Church, who also worked in the nearby iron factory in Gorton, a district in East Manchester. In 1887, they moved to a new ground at Hyde Road in Ardwick, just to the east of the city centre, and were renamed Ardwick AFC to reflect their new location. Ardwick joined the Football League as founding members of the Second Division in 1892. Financial troubles in the 1893-94 season led to a reorganisation within the club, and Ardwick were reformed as Manchester City FC. City gained their first honours by winning the Second Division in 1899. With it came promotion to the highest level in English football, the First Division. They went on to claim their first major honour on the 23rd of April 1904, beating Bolton Wanderers 1-0 at Crystal Palace to win the FA Cup. City narrowly missed out on a league and cup double that season after finishing runners-up in the league. In the seasons following the FA Cup triumph, the club was dogged by allegations of financial irregularities, culminating in the suspension of 17 players in 1906, including captain Billy Meredith. A fire at Hyde Road destroyed the main stand in 1920, and in 1923 the club moved to their new purpose-built stadium at Main Road in Mossside. In the 1930s, Manchester City reached two consecutive FA Cup finals, losing to Everton in 1933 before claiming the cup by beating Portsmouth in 1934. The club won the First Division title for the first time in 1937, but were relegated the following season, despite scoring more goals than any other team in the division. 20 years later, a City team inspired by a tactical system known as the Reevey Plan reached consecutive FA Cup finals again, in 1955 and 1956. Just as in the 1930s, they lost the first one to Newcastle United and won the second. The 1956 final, in which Manchester City beat Birmingham City 3-1, is one of the most famous finals of all time, and is remembered for City goalkeeper Bert Trautmann continuing to play on after unknowingly breaking his neck. After relegation to the Second Division in 1963, the future looked bleak, with a record low home attendance of 8,015 against Swindon Town in January 1965. In the summer of 1965, the management team of Joe Mercer and Malcolm Allison was appointed. In the first season under Mercer, City won the Second Division title and made important signings in Mike Summerby and Colin Bell. 2 seasons later, in 1967-68, Manchester City claimed the league championship for the second time, clinching the title on the final day of the season with a 4-3 win at Newcastle United. Further trophies followed. City won the FA Cup in 1969 before achieving European success by winning the European Cup Winners' Cup in 1970, beating Górnik Zabrze 2-1 in Vienna. City also won the League Cup that season, becoming the second English team to win a European trophy and a domestic trophy in the same season. The club continued to challenge for honours throughout the 1970s, finishing just 1 point behind the league champions on 2 occasions and reaching the final of the 1974 League Cup. One of the matches from this period that is most fondly remembered by supporters of Manchester City is the final match of the 1973-74 season against arch-rivals Manchester United, who needed to win to be sure of avoiding relegation. Former United player Dennis Law scored with a back heel to give City a 1-0 win at Old Trafford and confirm the relegation of their rivals. The final trophy of the club's most successful period was won in 1976, when Newcastle United were beaten 2-1 in the League Cup final. A long period of decline followed the success of the 1960s and 1970s. Malcolm Allison rejoined the club to become manager for the second time in 1979, but squandered large sums of money on unsuccessful signings such as Steve Daly. A succession of managers then followed, seven in the 1980s alone. City reached the 1981 FA Cup final, but lost in a replay to Tottenham Hotspur. The club were twice relegated from the top flight in the 1980s, in 1983 and 1987, but recovered to finish fifth in Division 1 twice in succession under the management of Peter Reid. However, this was only a temporary respite, and following Reid's departure, Manchester City's fortunes continued to fade. City were founders of the Premier League upon its creation in 1992, but were relegated to Division 1 in 1996. After two seasons in Division 1, City fell to the lowest point in their history, becoming the first ever European trophy winners to be relegated to English football's third tier. The 2002-2003 season was the last at Main Road, and included a 3-1 derby victory over rivals Manchester United, ending a run of 13 years without a derby win. City also qualified for the UEFA Cup through the Fair Play ranking, earning the club's first entry into European competition in 25 years. In the 2003 closed season, the club moved to the new City of Manchester Stadium. In March 2005, Kevin Keegan left the club and Stuart Pearce took over as caretaker, leading his side to an 8-match unbeaten run at the end of the season, as they just missed out on European qualification. Pearce was rewarded by being given the manager's position on a permanent basis. The 2005-2006 season started brightly for Manchester City. The club held a top six position until November. However, form deteriorated in the second half of the season, and City finished 15th. The 2006-2007 season was equally disappointing for the fans, particularly those who only saw home games. The team created a new record for the fewest goals scored at home in a season in the top flight, beating Sunderland's 14 in 2002-2003 and Woolwich Arsenal's 11 in 1912-13, scoring only 10 goals, having missed two penalties in the last two home matches. Disciplinary problems with Joey Barton compounded an awful season, which saw City finish in 14th place. The season's troubles finally culminated in the sacking of manager Stuart Pearce on the 14th of May 2007. Assistant manager Steve Wigley and reserve team coach Ian Wone both also left the club on the 16th of May 2007. Pearce's successor has yet to be named. Section 2. Colours and crest. Manchester City's home colours are sky blue and white. Traditional away kit colours have been either maroon or, from the 1960s, red and black. However, in recent years, several different colours have been used. Through the 2004 to 2006 campaigns, the team wore an all-navy blue away kit. During the 2006 to 2008 seasons, they sport an all-black with grey trim second strip. However, when away to Premiership teams who wear predominantly dark blue as their first-choice colours, the team generally changes to a third kit, which is yellow shirts with black shorts and socks. The club tried to justify the use of yellow as a Manchester City colour in an article in one of their matchday programmes by saying that it was used in the 1950s and 60s. The colour they were referring to was indeed amber with a maroon trim, and was very rarely used. The origins of the club's home colours are unclear, but there is evidence that the club have worn blue since 1892 or earlier. A booklet entitled Famous Football Clubs, Manchester City, published in the 1940s, indicates that West Gorton, St Mark's, originally played in scarlet and black, and reports dating from 1884 describe the team wearing black jerseys bearing a white cross, showing the club's origins as a church side. The red and black away colours come from former assistant manager Malcolm Allison, who believed that adopting the colours of AC Milan would inspire City to glory. The current club crest was adopted in 1997, a result of the previous crest being ineligible for registration as a trademark. The badge is based on the arms of the city of Manchester, and consists of a shield in front of a golden eagle. The shield features a ship on its upper half, representing the Manchester Ship Canal, and three diagonal stripes in the lower half for the city's three rivers. The bottom of the badge bears the Latin motto Superbia in Prelio, which translates as pride in battle. Above the eagle and shield are three stars. City have previously worn two other crests on their shirts. The first, introduced in 1970, was based on designs which had been used on official club documentation since the mid-1960s. It consisted of a round badge which used the same shield as the current crest, inside a circle bearing the name of the club. In 1972, this was replaced by a variation which replaced the lower half of the shield with the Red Rose of Lancashire. On occasions when Manchester City play in a major cup final, the usual crest is not used. Instead, shirts bearing a badge of the arms of the City of Manchester are used as a symbol of pride in representing the City of Manchester at a major event. This practice originates from a time when the players' shirts did not normally bear a badge of any kind, but has continued throughout the history of the club. Section 3. Stadium. See also the main articles City of Manchester Stadium, Main Road, and Hyde Road. Manchester City's current stadium is the City of Manchester Stadium, a newly constructed, state-of-the-art 48,000-seater stadium situated in East Manchester, leased from Manchester City Council after the 2002 Commonwealth Games. The City of Manchester Stadium has been home to City since the end of the 2002-2003 season, when the club moved from Main Road. Before moving to the stadium, Manchester City spent about £35 million on upgrading it and lowering the field of play from ground level, where it was during the Commonwealth Games, to below ground level, adding an additional tier of seating around the entire pitch, and also building the new North Stand. The inaugural match at the new stadium was a 2-1 win over FC Barcelona in a friendly match, with the first goal at the stadium scored by Nicolas Anelka. Manchester City had also used several other grounds during their history. After playing home games at five different grounds between 1880 and 1887, the club settled at Hyde Road and stayed for 36 years. After a fire destroyed the main stand in 1920, the club decided to look for a new site, moving to the 84,000 capacity Main Road in 1923, which was nicknamed the Wembley of the North by designers. On the 3rd of March 1934, Main Road hosted the largest ever crowd at an English club ground, when 84,569 attended an FA Cup tie against Stoke City. Main Road was redeveloped several times over its 80-year lifespan, though by 1995 its capacity was restricted to 32,000, prompting the move to the City of Manchester Stadium. Section 4. Supporters. Manchester City have a large fan base in relation to their comparative lack of success on the pitch. Since moving to the City of Manchester Stadium, Manchester City's average attendances have been in the top six in England, though in the 2006-2007 season, City's attendances fell slightly to an average league attendance of approximately 40,000. Even in the late 1990s, when the club were relegated twice in three seasons and playing in the third tier of English football, then Division 2, now Football League 1, home attendances were in the region of 30,000, compared to an average for the division of fewer than 8,000. Research carried out by Manchester City estimates a fan base of 400,000 in the United Kingdom and a total in excess of 2 million worldwide. Manchester City have a number of supporters' organisations, of which three have official recognition: the Official Supporters Club, the Centenary Supporters Association, and the International Supporters Club. There have been several fanzines published by supporters. Two are still on regular sale: King of the Kippax and City Till I Cry. Celebrity City supporters include brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher of the Manchester-based rock band Oasis. On the 27th and 28th of April 1996, the group played their first headline outdoor concerts at the Main Road ground. Highlights from the second night featured on the video There and Then, released later the same year. The City fans' song of choice is a rendition of Blue Moon, which, despite its melancholic theme, is belted out with gusto as though it were a heroic anthem. City supporters tend to believe that unpredictability is an inherent trait of their team, and label unexpected results typical City. Events that fans regard as typical City include City's being the only reigning English champions ever to be relegated in 1938, or the more recent example that City was the only team to beat Chelsea in the 2004-2005 Premiership, yet in the same season City were knocked out of the FA Cup by Oldham Athletic, a team two divisions lower. Manchester City's biggest rivalry is with neighbours Manchester United, against whom they contest the Manchester Derby. Unlike football rivalries in some other cities, such as Glasgow and Barcelona, the rivalry between City and United does not have its origins in religion or politics, and before the Second World War, when travel to away games was rare, many Mancunian football fans watched both teams. As travel became easier, support for both teams became unusual, and the rivalry developed. A common stereotype is that City fans come from Manchester proper, while United fans come from elsewhere. A 2002 report by a researcher at Manchester Metropolitan University found that a higher proportion of City season ticket holders come from Manchester postcode areas. However, United had a higher number of season ticket holders living in Manchester, as they had more season ticket holders overall. However, the report contained a caveat stating that the number of City season tickets has since increased. The report was compiled before City's move to the City of Manchester Stadium. The study also found that City had the highest proportion of support in the south and east of the city, and United had the highest proportion in the north and west of the city. Manchester postcodes also cover Salford, a city in itself located to the northwest of Manchester. In the late 1980s, City fans started a craze of bringing inflatable objects to matches, primarily oversized bananas. The craze had its origins in a match against West Bromwich Albion, when chants from fans calling for the introduction of Imre Vardy as a substitute mutated into Imre Banana. Terraces packed with inflatable-wielding supporters became a common sight in the 1988-89 season as the craze spread to other clubs, with the phenomenon reaching a peak at City's match at Stoke City on the 26th of December 1988, a match declared by fanzines as a fancy dress party. In the 2006-2007 season, City's FA Cup run to the sixth round of the competition saw the re-emergence of the inflatables craze, with hundreds of yellow and blue bananas being brought to cup matches. In August 2006, the club became the first to be officially recognised as a gay-friendly employer by campaign group Stonewall UK. The official mascots of the club are the space aliens Moonchester and Moonbeam, puns on the club's anthem, Blue Moon. Section 5. Ownership. The holding company of Manchester City FC, Manchester City PLC, is a public limited company. Manchester City PLC is listed on the Specialist Independent Equity Market Plus, formerly OFEX. As of the 30th of April 2007, Manchester City's market capitalisation value is £22.72 million, and the club made a pre-tax profit of £16.97 million in the year ending 31st of May 2006. The club has approximately 54 million shares in issue. The largest shareholding is that of John Wardle and David Makin, founders of the JD Sports retail chain, who have a combined holding of 29.95% of share capital. The second largest holding of 18.75% is controlled by the estate of former Limelight owner Stephen Bowler. British Sky Broadcasting hold 9.88%, and former chairman Francis Lee holds 7.13%. The remainder is held by several thousand small shareholders. In December 2006, the club issued a statement regarding a possible takeover, prompting press speculation about potential buyers. On the 24th of April, former Manchester City player Ray Ranson announced interest in making an offer for the club, though the club denied press reports that a bid had been made. On the 1st of May 2007, it was announced that former Thailand Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat had been granted access to the club's accounts. Section 6. Current squad. Correct as of 15th of May 2007. Squad number 1. Player: Andreas Isaksson. Position: goalkeeper. Country of origin: Sweden. Number 2. Micah Richards. Defender: England. Number 3. Michael Ball. Defender: England. Number 5. Ousmane Dabo. Midfielder: France. Number 7. Stephen Ireland. Midfielder: Republic of Ireland. Number 8. Joey Barton. Midfielder: England. Number 9. Emil Mpenza. Forward. Belgium. Number 11. Darius Vassell. Forward. England. Number 12. Nicky Weaver. Goalkeeper. England. Number 14. Paul Dickhoff. Forward. Scotland. Number 15. Sylvain Distin. Defender. France. Number 16. Nedum Onua. Defender. Nigeria. Number 17. Sun Jihai. Defender. People's Republic of China. Number 18. Danny Mills. Defender. England. Number 20. Georgios Samaras. Forward. Greece. Number 21. Dietmar Hamann. Midfielder. Germany. Number 22. Richard Dunn. Captain. Defender. Republic of Ireland. Number 25. Joe Hart. Goalkeeper. England. Number 26. Matthew Mills. Defender. England. Number 30. Bernardo Corradi. Forward. Italy. Number 33. Michael Johnson. Midfielder. England. Number 34. Sam Williamson. Defender. England. Number 36. Daniel Sturridge. Forward. England. Number 38. Shalliam Logan. Defender. England. Number 39. Mark Laird. Midfielder. Scotland. Number 41. Ashley Grimes. Forward. England. Number 43. Ishmael Miller. Midfielder. England. Out on loan. Number 19. Kasper Schmeichel. Goalkeeper. Denmark. On loan to Falkirk. Number 37. Kelvin Etuhu. Forward. Nigeria. On loan to Rochdale FC. Number 23. Since 2003, Manchester City have not issued the squad number 23. It was retired in memory of Marc-Vivien Foe, who was on loan to the club from Olympique Lyonnais at the time of his death on the field of play, playing for Cameroon in the 2003 Confederations Cup. Section 7. Hall of Fame. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled List of Manchester City FC Players. The following players are members of Manchester City's Hall of Fame, and are listed according to year of Manchester City first team debut. Pre-1920, Billy Meredith, 1894, Tommy Johnson, 1919. 1920s, Sam Cowan, 1924, Eric Brooke, 1928. 1930s, Frank Swift, 1933, Peter Doherty, 1936. 1940s, Roy Clark, 1946, Bert Trautmann, 1949. 1950s, Ken Barnes, 1950, Roy Poole, 1950, Alan Oakes, 1958. 1960s, Mike Summerby, 1965, Colin Bell, 1966, Tony Book, 1966, Francis Lee, 1967, Joe Corrigan, 1967. 1980s, Paul Lake, 1987. 1990s, Niall Quinn, 1990. Section 8. Notable former managers. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled List of Manchester City FC Managers. The following managers have all won at least one major trophy with Manchester City. Totals include competitive matches only. Name: Tom Maley. From 1902 to 1906. Played 150. Won 89. Drawn 22. Lost 39. Wilf Wild, 1932 to 1946. Played 354. Won 158. Drawn 124. Lost 72. Les McDowell, 1950 to 1963. Played 592. Won 220. Drawn 127. Lost 245. Joe Mercer, 1965 to 1971. Played 340. 149. Drawn, 94. Lost, 97. Tony Book, 1974 to 1979. Played, 269. Won, 114. Drawn, 75. Lost, 80. Section 9, Honours. First Division, Old Format. Champions, 1937, 1968. Runners Up, 1904, 1921, 1977. Second Division, Old Format, or First Division or Championship, New Format. Champions, 1899, 1903, 1910, 1928, 1947, 1966, 2002. Seven times, record holders. Runners Up, 1896, 1951, 1989, 2000. Second Division, New Format. Playoff Winners, 1999. FA Cup. Winners, 1904, 1934, 1956, 1969. Finalists, 1926, 1933, 1955, 1981. League Cup. Winners, 1970, 1976. Runners-up, 1974. European Cup Winners' Cup. Winners, 1970. Charity Shield. Winners, 1937, 1968, 1972. Runners-up, 1934, 1956, 1969, 1973. Full Members' Cup. Runners-up, 1986. Section 10. Records. Record League Victory, 11-3 versus Lincoln City, 23rd of March, 1895. Record FA Cup Victory, 12-0 versus Liverpool Stanley, 4th of October, 1890. Record League Defeat, 1-9 versus Everton FC, 3rd of September, 1906. Record FA Cup Defeat, 0-6 versus Preston North End, January, 1897. Highest attendance, 84,569 versus Stoke City, 3rd of March, 1934. Most league appearances, 561 plus 3 as substitute, Alan Oakes, 1958 to 1976. Most appearances overall, 668 plus 4 as substitute, Alan Oakes, 1958 to 1976. Most goals scored overall, 178, Eric Brook, 1928 to 1940. Most goals scored in a season, 38, Tommy Johnson, 1928-29 season. Record transfer fee paid, £13 million to Paris Saint-Germain for Nicolas Anelka, June 2002. Record transfer fee received, £21 million from Chelsea for Sean Wright Phillips, July 2005. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.